الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى الصفوة المنتجبة من صحابته الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا. In this life, there are two types of rights upon us. We are responsible before two entities in this life. One is the Lord, حقوق الله. We are responsible before Him. There are rights for God upon us, upon His servants. The second entity is حقوق العباد, حقوق الناس. Many people in this society. We are surrounded by people in this society. Even if you are still single, not married, but you have people around you. You have parents, you have siblings, you have neighbors, you have teachers, you have co-workers, you have citizens who share the land, the neighborhood, the soil with you. And we have to uphold these two rights. Both of them are important. Some people take care of the first, but they neglect the second. They take care of God's rights. They don't miss any prayers. But when it comes to the rights of the citizens, ibadullah, حقوق العباد, حقوق الناس, their neighbors, their family members, they neglect them. Some people are the opposite. They observe the rights of the people, but they don't observe the rights of God. And both are not right. We have to do both. Both are important. They are parallel. حقوق الله, the rights of God, and the rights of people are parallel with each other. Both are important. They complement each other. They integrate each other. They work together. A believer should observe both, and there should be no negligence on either one of them. What are the rights of God? There are many. But Imam Zain al-Abidin, Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam, he puts them in a simple sentence. He says, فَأَمَّا حَقُّ اللَّهِ الْأَكْبَرِ, the greatest right of God upon you, فَإِنَّكَ تَعْبُدُهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا. My friends, this is the most fundamental of our faith, Islamic faith, is to worship God, is to submit to God, is to take God as the only Lord in this universe. In Surah Al-Isra, or Bani Israel, it has two names. This chapter 17 truly is one of the most beautiful chapters of the Holy Quran, the most capturing. It has two names. Isra means the night journey. The Prophet traveled in a night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem. By the way, today was Yom Al-Quds, a day dedicated to remember Jerusalem. We don't forget Jerusalem. Jerusalem is part and parcel of our faith, not just our past, our future too. So the Prophet traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem, and that journey is Isra. Asra, subhanalladhi asra. Asra, when you travel nightly, Isra. And Safar is the travel during the day. So if you travel during the night, it is Isra. If you travel during the day, it is Safar, traveling. And Mi'raj, of course, the ascension. From Jerusalem, he ascended to heaven. And this chapter has another name, which is the children of Israel. وَقَضَيْنَا, because it begins with a powerful statement about the children of Israel. وَقَضَيْنَا, we decreed upon the children of Israel. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنَ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا. So in this chapter, God says, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Do not take with your Lord another Lord, another leader, another object of worship. لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. If you do this, if you take another Lord with him, فَتَقْعُدَ, you will be مَذْمُومًا, blameworthy, مَخْذُولًا, مَخْذُولًا, forsaken, from خُذْلَان. You will be blameworthy and you will be forsaken by God. So the most important fundamental of our faith is monotheism. توحيد الله. توحيد الله. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ. If you have a son, if you have a daughter, the first lesson you teach them, the first advice you provide them with is this. وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. When you reject God, it means that you are rejecting everything in this universe. Can you imagine someone who does not appreciate his parents who have the rights of existence upon him? He does not appreciate them. He does not thank them. Can he thank someone, stranger, outside the family? He wouldn't be able. Same thing when we don't worship God, when we don't acknowledge him. God is more important than our parents. He's closer to us than our parents. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Sometimes your parents are unable to help you, but God is willing to help you at all circumstances, at all times. He would never forsake you. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَخْذُولًا. مَخْذُولًا, you will be forsaken and disappointed and a loser in this life. Imam Zain al-Abidin says, so if you worship him, فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ بِإِخْلَاصٍ. Note here he says بِإِخْلَاصٍ. Many people pray but without ikhlas. I'm telling you. Many people do not miss the 5 daily prayers, but something important is missing from these prayers, and that is the element of ikhlas and dedication and sincerity. Many people pray 5 times a day because this is their tradition, not because this is their faith. There is a difference between faith and tradition. They've been raised in a family that observes prayers, but not necessarily observes faith. Some people, they don't miss the fasting of Ramadan, but out of a tradition, not out of act of faith. There is a big difference. When we do things out of faith and believe in God and submission to God, or we do it because this is tradition in my family. It has been going on for so many years, so I can't break it. Same thing with hijab. Many women observe hijab because it's her family tradition, not because she understands the value of hijab, or she necessarily loves hijab. Sometimes they don't love hijab, but she has no choice. She can't throw it away. Ikhlas means when you do it for the sake of God, not because this is your family tradition. Because this is submission to God, an act of submission to God, out of love, out of respect for your Lord. فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ بِإِخْلَاصٍ جَعَلَ لَكَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. He will take upon himself, God will take upon himself, أَنْ يَكْفِيكَ أَمْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. God will suffice you all the affairs of this life and the hereafter. You don't have to worry about anything. Don't worry about your health. Don't worry about your income. Don't worry about your career. Don't worry about your children. Don't worry about their future. He's going to help you and support you. Yakfik. Yakfik means he will suffice you. You don't need another person to interfere in this. And yakfika amra dunya wal akhira. Wa yahfadha laka ma tuhibbu minhuma. And he will provide you what you love of this life and the hereafter. He will provide you with that. يَحْفَظْ لَكَ. So this is the right of God.
حقوق الله.
To worship, to listen to him. We come to حقوق العباد. The rights of people. Beginning with your parents. And the most important person among your parents is your mother. Your mother, she's very close to you. Emotionally, physically. She is close to you, mentally. It was your mother who protected you. It was your mother who suffered many weeks and months and years to raise you. Some people think only when they are infants, their mothers take care of them. No, not just when you are infant. When you are a teen, when you are, 30 years old, when you are middle age, even when you get to your 70s, if you have a mother, she's worried about you. That journey does not end. A mother cannot say, my son now is 50 years old, that's it. I'm not thinking about him anymore. I'm not worrying about him. No. In her programming, inside her programming, this journey is endless. Endless journey until she dies. Even when she dies, she is worried about her children. So begin upholding her rights. Don't abuse your mother. Respect her. Pay her back. Pay her back. Always, every single day. We are indebted to our mothers and our fathers. I know some people, they take care of Quran and dua, but when it comes to their parents, they don't take care of their parents. He does not miss the Quran. Quran for him is important. Dua is important, but his parents are not important. That does not work, my friends. If you really want to respect this book says you have to take care of your parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. There is no meaning, there is no value in reading the Quran and not practicing it. Some people, they don't miss any prayers, but when it comes to their duties towards their parents, they miss them. They miss out on that. Or their families, or their children, or their neighbors. People have rights upon you. The rights of the neighbors, Imam Zain al-Abidin says. Don't annoy your neighbors. Imam Zain al-Abidin says, if you cook food and the food smells good, take some portion to your neighbors. Maybe they have children. Maybe your neighbors cannot afford that barbecue on July 4th. So at least you can provide them with that food. See how sensitive Islam is with your neighbors? Try to be considerate and thoughtful to all people, not just to your neighbors. To your boss, if you have a boss, if you have a teacher. Someone who's teaching you, don't disrespect your teacher. When I was a child, they taught us in Iraq that when the teacher comes into the classroom, you have to stand out of respect, greet him. I came to America, I went to the classroom the first day, nobody stood for me, I was a teacher. They relaxed, they were sitting and putting their shoes on the table, Believe me. I was shocked. Is this how you treat your teacher here? As if there is no teacher in the classroom. They hardly notice that I'm in the classroom. The teacher has a right. مَنْ عَلَّمَنِي حَرْفًا صَيَّرَنِي عَبْدًا. If you teach me a single letter, you enslave me to yourself. I become your slave. حقوق العباد. حقوق العباد are important, my friends. I'll give you some examples that how we encroach on people's rights. And this is by religious people. This is by observance, people who practice religion. I've seen in some countries that someone works at a department, at a ministry, wizara, and when the time of salat comes, he locks his office for 1 hour and he goes and he prays. And people are standing in line, sometimes in the sun outside, for just a small signature. And this Hajji is standing and doing his prayers. It takes an hour. Allahu Akbar. And people are standing, among them women, children, elderly, people who traveled few miles to come to make it to this ministry. This is encroachment. This salat has no value, believe me. God would reject these prayers. God hates this type of prayers. This is a prayer which is spiritless, has no spirit, has no etiquette, has no consideration. God says, take care of the people. In the salat, I have made a window from noon until sunset. You have 7 hours. Go back home. Do your prayers at home. You are here in this ministry getting money and salary to serve people, not to stand and pray for 1 hour. This is the type of things that we see in religious societies. They encroach on people's right. Why? Because he wants to pray. No. God says you are here, you have been hired to serve, not to pray here. You have plenty of time to pray elsewhere. Or in some other countries they have a masjid. We don't have this in America, alhamdulillah. And I hope we would never have it in America. They put these huge loudspeakers outside the mosque. And at 4 a.m., the adhan, Allahu Akbar, shakes the whole neighborhood. There are children, there are sick, there are elderly. There are people who are Christians, they don't pray. But they insist on that. Annoying, harassing people with their adhan, with their Quran, with their dua. This is not good. Respect your neighborhood. Even if this is an adhan, do the adhan inside the masjid. You have no right. In the name of God, you want to hurt others? No, you should not do that. These things, we must learn them. Another example that I have seen. Someone who built a mosque, he built a mosque. He spent money, millions of dollars. But then when he comes to his mosque, he insults people. Mutakabbir. He has a sense of ghurur, pride, vanity. Why? Because he's the owner of the mosque. Did you build this mosque for yourself or for your God? If you built it for your God, then Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Then you are one of the worshippers. You cannot be superior to them, even if you are the owner and the builder of this masjid. When he comes inside the masjid, people are afraid of him. Believe me, I've seen this in one of the countries. I said, who's this? Why? They said, you don't know, this is the owner. Hajji Fulan, Al-Fulani. If you don't respect him, he kicks you out. Kicks you out of the masjid. Don't call it masjid, call it my private property, my mansion. Why do you call it masjid? Masjid belongs to all. Masjid is owned by Allah, and even if you are the donor, you have no right to put yourself before others. You have no right. Another example, someone who went for Hajj and he left his children hungry. Hungry. He did not provide them food. He took the money and he gave it to Hajj, to the caravan. And he left his children begging for food, my friends, for food. Is this Hajj accepted by God? I wonder what God is going to tell him when he stands before Kaaba. God tells him, you came to worship me and you left your children begging? Is this what I taught you? You didn't take care of your children. How do you want me to answer your prayers? So sometimes we think that we are pleasing God by encroaching on people's rights, by insulting some people, by not upholding their rights. حقوق الله and حقوق الناس are parallel. You cannot satisfy God at the expense of people. Neither you can satisfy people at the expense of God. You can't do this. God has rights upon you and people have rights upon you. Both. And we have to uphold him, uphold both rights. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، إنك مجيب الدعوات، إنك غافر الخطيئات، إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين، وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا الإمام محمد المهدي صاحب العصر والزمان، عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.